Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Mia Carroll. She is author of What Every Girl Should Know About Boys and Relationships. And she wrote this book as a gift to her five nieces. She wanted to share her dating experience with them to help them avoid making the same mistake she did. So welcome, Mia.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
We are thrilled to have you. Now, your backstory is awesome. You are doing this as a gift to your nieces. Now, tell me how the media, I know this was one of the things that you wrote about or what had inspired you to help them with relationship boys advice regarding that. How do you feel like TV, movies, magazines are impacting the way young girls think about dating and think about themselves?
Well, I feel that there's a lot of behavior out there that I find kind of a little inappropriate, you know. There's unbecoming behavior for young girls. And there's a bunch of TV shows out there. Like my niece suggested I watch one, and when I did, I was a little surprised with what I saw. So that's how I started all this, because I wanted to give her some advice and some do's and don'ts, and I didn't want her to act the same way.
And do you think that the media does influence the way that young girls act in real life? Or do you think parents and others and aunts, of course, that they help avoid that type of behavior, which is it could be unbecoming for their loved ones?
Well, I do think the media has a lot to do with how the girls behave now, because, you know, they learn from this. They learn from how these TV stars or singers or movie stars are acting, and they want to emulate them. And I think that we should be good role models and guide them. That's what I was hoping to do, give them some good advice and suggestions and how to help them become good young ladies, so to speak.
Sure. Now, what age? I mean, should we make the mistake as parents or society to think, are we naive to think that, you know, girls as young as 10, 11 years old, they're not thinking about boys at this age? Should we start talking to them at an even younger age about boys in relationships? What age do you think it's appropriate to broach this conversation with our daughters?
Well, I think that girls are starting to become interested in boys at a much younger age as time goes by, 9, 10 years old. And I think it is a good idea that we talk to them when they are that age, because they already know a lot of stuff that you think they don't know. So you have to be forthcoming and treat them, you know, like adults. Talk to them in a way that you know that they're understanding what you're saying, and it doesn't matter if they're 10. I think we should start young before the girls develop habits that you don't approve of.
Now, Mia, how important, because I know you talk a lot about this, how important is having self-respect and a feeling that you are worth much, much more than you might realize?
I think that that's extremely important. You need to have high self-esteem, and you need to be able to have healthy relationships and walk away from people that aren't good for you and avoid toxic relationships, which is something that we see a lot of these days in teenagers. Your self-worth and your self-respect actually helps a lot when you are overcoming you know, heartbreaks and breakups, and if a boy doesn't like you, I think that it's extremely important to have high self-esteem and to let the girls know how much they're actually worth. That's key for me.
And do you think, Mia, that sometimes this becomes a chain reaction of sorts, in that maybe the mother doesn't have high self-esteem, and the daughter, in addition to being influenced by the media, she also sees and learns from the behavior of her mom as well, in that she is staying in maybe a relationship that is dysfunctional or that is toxic. And so the daughter then learns that that behavior is okay. And so when she is treated like that, then she also accepts it and goes down that road of having low self-esteem or no self-worth or self-respect, or not feeling as if she's worth more than this terrible relationship or how this boy may be making her feel. So do you have any advice for moms out there as well? I mean, do you think that they should be also looking in the mirror to act as an example for their daughters?
Oh, totally. Totally. I think that it's all learned behavior. And if what you see at home, if the girl sees that the mother doesn't value herself enough, and, you know, is either in an abusive relationship or somebody that puts her down, or she's going to follow her same footsteps. I think it's really important to teach our girls how to love ourselves, and that we are the most important person in their lives, and don't give them, you know, bad examples. My mother was amazing at that. She would be great at giving us self-worth lessons, and it's something that the girls really need. I know a lot of girls that their mothers are just, in my opinion, not a good influence, and they behave just like you said. They're either in abusive relationships or they don't have the self-respect that they should.
And Mia, I know you have 222 suggestions and tips for young women in your new book, What Every Girl Should Know About Boys and Relationships. And listeners, you can get your copy of that book on Amazon, and also be sure to visit MiaWrites.com. That's MiaWrites. com to get answers to dating related questions. Thanks so much, Mia, for a fun interview.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.